So I appreciate very much this commonality paper. This exercise leading to this commonality paper was very fruitful. First, because at the end we have had this new paper which would constitute a good platform for our further work. And secondly, in the course of this exercise, we have received many valuable national papers which provide us a very good suggestions and insights. And this commonality paper prepared by Ambassador Kirkling is, of course, summarized what we have in common. So, this paper does not refer to the what is missing. But in today's intervention, Ambassador Kirkling has really filled that vacuum by mentioning the importance of the definition. I think the definition is the really a very important missing piece. Japan is not necessary of the opinion that we have to make a common definition for the laws. It is because we are very flexible about the format of the outcome of the exercise of this group. But I personally believe that the content and the format would define each other. It is hardly conceivable to have a legally binding instrument without clear the definition about the core concept. So content and the format are closely linked to each other. And then my second observation on this paper is that in the paragraph 21, Ambassador Kirkling has summarized six points of the commonality. But these small c is differentiated in its degree of the conclusivity compared to the other five. In other five, he has simply stated that there is a kind of common understanding among the members, contracting parties. But in the small paragraph C, he put forward that the further work is required to determine the type and extent of human involvement. So this differentiation really correctly reflects the status of our current discussion. So in these terms, this paper is very useful, and I would like to the chair convey my heartfelt thanks to Mr. Kirkling. Thank you very much.